Welcome to week 12, final week. This is the overview week, so it's going to be a bit of a hodgepodge of just whatever questions people have or wherever the conversation takes us today. It's a bit of a catch-all for everything that we've been doing up until now. And we were saying just before the recording came on, I can't believe it's been 3 months. I feel like this time has really flown by, and that's kind of the thing with your practice is if you do the steps just day by day, all of a sudden you'll be 3 months, 6 months down the road and things will be done. Or if you say, I'll just do it later, all of a sudden you'll be 3 months, 6 months down the road and nothing will have changed. So just those small steps, once a day, once a week, whenever you're able to give time to it, it's time will keep going and you'll be amazed at how far you can get with just, you know, I always love that saying of just sometimes you just have to chop wood and gather water and things will happen. So it's like today I really just want to open it up to those of you here and just how are you doing? How are you feeling? Any questions about anything that we've done throughout the program? This is the time. Deep breath. How are you feeling about the program ending? I can't tell if that's a good or a bad eh.
a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, because now I have my list and my things that I'm just working through. But it's been a good check. Like, it's been a good thing to kind of keep me on track. So a bit of both, because I know what I need to do and I just need to do it, but the kind of check-in's going to be gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. That's where that alumni group comes in.
That's a good point.
I'm still there. Everyone else is still there. If you need support on something, that's absolutely the place to get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, I guess on that point, I mean, I'll ask you guys a few questions. as far as what do you feel like you need at this point to keep some of this momentum going?
I think for myself, in the very beginning, you asked us to do the calendar and kind of the time blocking. And of course, with the best of intentions, I did it. But I don't know if it wasn't realistic necessarily, but it didn't necessarily play out how I blocked the time out. Mm-hmm. And so I think honestly, at this point, I just need to go back to that and be like, okay, what can I do? And try not to overestimate that, because then I just get stuck in this, you know, this never ending guilt of not doing it and then feeling a lot of pressure to do it. And anyway, so I need to, I think, now that the calls are over, just remind myself that I can kind of go at my own pace and just keep reminding myself of that. But so I need to go back to just kind of the basics that we started with again, I think.
Mm-hmm. I know you're not alone in that. Mm-hmm. And that was really in the week 11 with that launching and beyond, with the idea with that quarterly check-in is life's going to happen. With the best of intentions, with the best of plans. It's always just our best case scenario when it comes to that time blocking and the goals that we have, and just having something in place where every few months you just check back in and say, okay, am I doing any of the things that I want to be doing? If yes, what's working? If no, do I just need to take a step back and start with those basics of just maybe even just creating time?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Perfect. So is there anything you think that would be helpful for you in getting back to the basics and just creating the space for your practice?
Mm-hmm. I think it's partly just my own kind of procrastination of these kinds of things. And it's just kind of shifting. I think I just need to shift my perspective in terms of thinking of it as something that's really overwhelming and scary into something that if I just do this part now, that's all I have to do right now. You know, like I don't have to do everything all at once.
Yeah.
And I think also kind of shifting my expectations in terms of I don't know. I guess I kind of, in the beginning, thought I'm just going to start a private practice and that's all I'm going to do. Whereas now I see it's probably more realistic and probably less scary for me to say, well, how about I rent a space for 2 days a week? And I still, you know, look for other stuff on the side in terms of like that more kind of stable employment to kind of adjust what my expectations were going into it.
Yeah.
So it's just a perspective shift I think I need to work on.
Yeah. Well, and I always find doing anything is better than that paralysis that we can often get into when we say, I'm gonna do everything and then we do nothing.
I know.
Yeah. So just pick the smallest of small goals.
Exactly.
Of just what do you need to do? Even if, and with those quarterly goals, even if you just pick one aspect of your practice for each quarter, whether it's for the next 3 months, you know, maybe once a week, I'm going to spend an hour looking at my branding.
Right.
You know, in 3 months, your branding would be done. You know, and then after that, you spend 3 months maybe looking at your website.
Yeah.
And then in 3 months, that would be done, or at least there would be a chunk of it done. You know, we've covered a lot in 3 months. In reality, we could probably have done 3 months on almost every single one of the weeks if we really wanted to get into the fine detail of it. So this is a lot to cover. And so don't just pick whichever one feels more fun for you or most achievable and just start there. And don't worry about the rest. It'll still be there. Which is good and kind of frustrating, but it's not going anywhere. Perfect. Thanks, Tanu.
Yeah.
How about for you, Courtney? What do you feel like you need to just keep the momentum going?
It's funny that Tanu said that because my initial thought was, I need to time block. That was the first thing that came up for me when you asked that question. So for me as well, I mean, I think my intentions were to, you know, get as much done as I could. And on the front end, I was really able to do that. And I'm kind of 50% of the way down the course at this point. But I also launched my website last week, which was exciting. I'll post the link in
the
forum. I haven't shared it beyond just like some close family friends and stuff. So that feels good. And now, so I feel like I'm kind of moving towards, moving closer to my end goal. So that's cool. I just really need to put some time into it. And, I'm curious, Constance, I think you mentioned this last week, but I'm just curious how long we have access to everything, just because I'm thinking I should do some downloading and get stuff.
Yes.
On my computer so that it's
So in week 12, it's all of the dates are written out in the
copies,
but so you have access to the membership site until the end of the year, so till December 31st. Obviously, the downloads, I tried to make the downloads as close to matching the content as possible. So if you just download all of the handouts, you really do ultimately have the program. It's just in less words, but it's just the concepts are all there. And then once we hit the end of the year, then you'll roll over and you'll have access to the alumni Google Plus group as well. So you'll still have access. And then also if you look at the week 12, is something that I wanted to offer all of you guys is anyone who's interested in redoing or auditing the program is that you would be able to do that for free for the April group. So if you want to kind of go through all the material again, the only difference is it just wouldn't have any one-on-one calls unless you wanted to purchase those separately, but you'd still have access to the group calls and the recordings, as well as that group as well. Because I know that, especially when you're going through the first time, often you're just trying to grab on to what pieces you can do then. And then once you're a little bit further down the line, the information just lands in a little bit of a different way. When you're now I have something built and I'm just trying to tweak it, as opposed to I'm trying to take nothing and build something. So
that's a gift, Constance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is.
I get invested in you guys. Like, don't leave. Tell me how you're doing. I'm happy to do it. There's a page that basically just asks you to just let me know if it's something that you're interested in, so I can just factor for numbers of how many spaces I would have available when I'm offering it again. So it's not an obligation. You can change your mind, but it just lets me know how many people I need to save space for in the next group.
Wicked.
So, because the next round there are going to be some changes. I'm actually switching to a new platform, and so there's going to be some new fun goodies in there that I think you guys deserve to benefit from. So, but it would just have to be in the next round. It can't be kind of a floating forever access.
Of course, of course.
But cool. Yes, so that way you don't have to panic so much. Please still download everything. Please still do the work. But once April rolls around, if you're in kind of a different place and you're wanting to go through it again, you'll have access.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you remind me when we need to get our calls in by?
You have to get your calls in by the end of February, and everybody else has to get theirs in by the end of December.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone in the group coaching option is end of the month. So go take a look. I know there's some people that haven't actually booked theirs yet. There's the spaces are booking up. So if you haven't, go take a look. And then, for you, Carmen, you were in the mentoring option. So I have a little bit more time.
Okay.
But also an opportunity to get a little bit more one-on-one time is in the week 12, there's a link that asks you to fill out a feedback survey. And as a thank you for anyone who does, there's a opportunity for some more free coaching in there as well. So little incentive, because it's helpful for me, but also I'm happy to give you guys the time.
And we can purchase more individual coaching too as we go along. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can always pay me more if you want to talk to me more. I'm
You're always open to that.
I'm always open to that. For anyone who's, if you just look through the week 12, each of the pages has a little bit of different information, and on the last page it has a full first year business plan template, which is basically incorporating everything that we've heard so far. Mm-hmm. So you can just start to put it all in one place. I just find it's a helpful thing to refer back to. And just almost, you can put that right at the front. If you take all the handouts and just put them in one place, and then at the front you have that, it's almost like the cheat sheet to all of the handouts and the materials that you've worked through so far. And it just gives you a bit of a sense of where are the gaps, like, what are the pieces that maybe you still need to get in place? But as long as you have all of those pieces in place, or at least the majority of them, you're ready to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
So as far as what you're working on right now, what do you feel like you're maybe getting a bit stuck on?
For me, it's pulling it all together. But also, like, I had a disruption. Like, I got some temporary full-time work, so I felt like I kind of needed to grab it just to make a bit of money. So, like, for me, it's just kind of pulling it all together. Like, I feel like I have bits here that I've done, and bits here that I've done, and bits here, and now it's just kind of bringing it together. I'm taking the pressure off myself. I was trying to get it all done for January 1st, and now with the work, I just can't, but still I feel this kind of, like, bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of it for me. Yeah.
Well, and that's where, with that business plan, if you can just start ticking things off the list.
Yeah, I like that idea.
At least let you know, because I think you just from what the sessions we have had, I think you have most of what you need in place. It's just bringing it into a bit more of a centralized way.
Yeah, or like moving the content into the website and just things like that. Or the little stray bits.
Yeah. I really do find once your website is live,
it
starts to feel very real.
Yeah.
know, so I mean, there's obviously just the logistical pieces of I need to have an office, I need to have all of those pieces. But if nothing else, I find that the best place to start is your website.
That's good advice.
Yeah, because once you have a website to send people to, it's like it's real. Whereas when you have all of those other planning pieces, but you don't really have anywhere to refer people, even if you have a business card, it's the first thing people are going to say is, oh, and, like, what's your website?
What's your website? Okay.
So from a where to put efforts perspective, I would just start with the website, and then it's real, it's out there, and then you can build from there. There we go. My back. I cut out for a second there.
Helpful.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
She's back.
Hello.
There she is.
Hey, that was very strange. Hopefully that's not going to keep happening. I'm not sure what that was. If it starts cutting out, I can switch to a different. And it's popping up saying my internet connection is unstable.
But breaking up.
Am I breaking up still? No. Here. I'm going to. Can you guys hear me?
There she is.
Can you hear me? Okay, if it's still funny here, I can switch it to a different network that should be a little bit more stable, but it seems like it's okay for right now, so. Anyway, where were we? Websites.
Where to start?
Yes, where to start? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's keeping the website as your front and center. I'm just gonna see, because you guys are getting choppy as well. Okay. Give us just 2 seconds. I'm just going to switch to a different network. So just let me see if it's going to let me do this while I have you guys live on the call.
It's doing intake. Intake
stuff. Just a second.
Well, you're using that, I guess.
About your credentials.
Okay. Yes, like, really. We are now tethering off of my phone right now because apparently my house internet is just not wanting to play well with us. So, there we go. This seems better. So what else are you guys working on at this point? You know, websites are always the big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, there's just some uncertainty around like the services I'm going to offer. I've been putting some thought into some like little packages that I can potentially create. Like, but so that's one piece for me too. And then of course there's a bit of uncertainty in regards to whether I'll kind of branch off and do my own thing or work as an associate within an already established practice here in town.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a bit of a waiting game right now and trying to kind of put some thought into things. With the possibility that I might not be launching right this second, but it's hard though, because I feel like I've got this momentum and it's like, it would feel quite natural just to launch and just keep moving with it, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I can just kind of get everything set up, then it is there for me regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you can get the momentum back.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's one thing. With your practice, you will really start to see is there are going to be times when you take a step back and there's going to be a time when you take a step forward. You're not going to be able to just keep that momentum 100% all of the time. And I find a lot of the time people are scared to just take a step back or just to let it sit or ride for a little while. They're scared they're going to lose that momentum. And you will, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't always have to be full speed ahead. You always need to be doing something. But there's a difference between that kind of full court press and just okay, like everything's working. It's just moving, it's maintaining versus that real push. So don't be afraid of losing it, because just like you found it this time, you can absolutely find it again. And sometimes that means reaching out and getting some extra coaching, or just reaching out to some peers and kind of getting some accountability going again. Sometimes we can just do it on our own, but it's absolutely possible.
Thanks. Yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely have times in my practice where I just take a step back and it just runs itself for maybe 6 months. But I can see at the end of that 6 months, you know, the calls are starting to go down and things just aren't quite as busy. And it's the, okay, I need to really re-engage. And I know for myself, I can't be full speed ahead all the time, or else you just hit a point where you're just burnt out and you just don't care anymore. So the whole point of working this hard is so that you don't have to work this hard all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you think about the services though, what types of services are you thinking of offering?
Well, I did a workshop about a month ago with Mark Savickas around career construction.
Great.
And he uses this beautiful career construction interview that is, I've just been really struck by it and have really loved using it, and I've been thinking about ways that I could incorporate some kind of career exploration for three different populations, potentially adolescents in the transition between high school and university, young adults in the transition from university to working, and then also just adults in life transitions. So using kind of more of a holistic approach to career, and yeah, so I've just been having some thoughts around different ways that I could potentially market something like that. Not to sound, I don't know, part of me feels kind of weird, like creating like a package for like the new grad or something. But also another part of me feels like at my, like when I was that age, that would have been a really cool gift for me to have gotten. So I wonder, I'm just kind of curious about that and thinking about marketing it like a package and, you know, even though it's a service, but it, kind of sitting with that.
Well, and that's where, when I was saying earlier that I really recommend having counseling and consulting, if you're going to have counseling at all in your name, is because those consulting pieces really help you offer diversity. And so that way when, because I do a lot of career assessments, that's one of my streams that I use in my practice. And I'll often get people who, they come in only because they want to do the assessments. And then once we work together, they realize, actually, no, I'd like to keep going. And then they end up being counseling clients. So having some of those really targeted pieces, whether it is a workshop or whether it is a speech that you give, or a kind of a contained service, is actually a really great way to fill your practice. And it also keeps you on your toes. If we only offer one thing to one group, after a while, you get really good at it, but it also can start to feel a little redundant. So that way, if you have a few different little services that you offer, it can draw from different populations, and it just keeps things diverse in your practice.
Totally, because I've kind of seen my practice, like the main source of clients being maybe more long-term clients, doing more long-term depth work. And so kind of, I don't know, mixing it up by doing some career stuff and maybe some shorter work with clients would be kind of exciting as well.
Well, and that's the really fun part with private practice, is you get to play. And you get to shift your populations, you get to shift your specialties. You're not boxed in. So in the beginning, all we're doing right now is really coming up with, what's your starting point? Who are you today? Who do you work with today? How do you work with them today?
And then
you can just roll from there. I've had times where I've done predominantly couples work. I've had times where I just didn't take on any couples for a year at one point, just because I just didn't feel like working with couples at that point. I wanted to do more individual work. And then after a while, I was like, oh, I really miss working with couples. I'm going to start advertising that piece and letting people know about that piece a little bit more. So you can, there's a lot of movement. And so I guess if nothing else, if you take away from this program, it's just experiment. Mm. You know, it's really all just a big experiment of, do I like this? Does it work? Does it resonate? And you'll figure out pretty quickly what you like and what you don't. So it doesn't have to be perfect to get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Great. Well, how about for you, Tanu? What services do you see yourself offering?
Well, I think that's something I'm still really trying to work out. I think certainly part of me I want to have the consulting part, because I, mm-hmm. like everyone, I think it's a nice kind of catch-all and kind of to diversify the work. I guess my fear is, though, in that, is that my previous career was in research management, and I kind of worry that it's going to go down that path that I almost, like, I can't stop it. So mm-hmm. I really appreciate you saying, like, you know, we're not kind of boxed in, because I mean, I feel like that's what I know and that's what people know me for. Mm-hmm. So I kind of worry about offering that as well. But then I also, on the other hand, want to offer lots of things, because I'm worried I won't have any any business. And so it's like, I should just offer everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm still kind of thinking about what that will look like. I mean, certainly, I guess my own, I just want to start working with people individually and one-on-one. So do I keep that consulting piece on just in case? But yeah, that's kind of where my heart is just getting in there and working with people one-on-one at this point.
I would keep the consulting in there as long as it's not coming from a place of fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's the thing you don't want to do but you feel like you have to do in order to get clients, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you will get those kind of clients and you're going to end up doing work you don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's something that you're seeing as a, I'd be happy enough to do that, and yeah. I'd still like to do this other work as well.
Yeah.
Then I would leave it in.
Yeah.
Because even if you had capacity to take on a consulting client, you can always say no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's part of it, is just really creating parameters around what I will and won't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm switching careers not because I hated it,
yeah.
but just because there were certain parts I really loved, and those had to do more with interacting with people one-on-one. So I think, yeah, it's just kind of the way I language kind of whatever my mm-hmm. copy is online, right? And in terms of what kind of services I will offer. So yeah, I'm definitely thinking about that, and I'm still torn in terms of like, just like who my ideal client is at this point. I'm still mm-hmm. yeah. really thinking about that and trying to figure out who that might be, just like you said, to kind of start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess to ease your mind a little bit in a way that probably isn't going to ease your mind. There's no way you can figure that out until you start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I mean, before we start, it's truly just a guess. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. maybe I would like to work with this group in this way. And it's not until you actually get started, are you really going to start to feel confident that these are your people?
Yeah.
Well, like, I think I was probably, I would say I was at least a year in before I really was 100% confident in who my client was.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't mean I didn't have a sense of who I liked working with or a sense of what I liked. It was kind of, that was the direction I was heading towards. Mm-hmm. But it takes a while to really solidify that it's like, okay, well, it's not even this entire group. It's this subset of this group that I really like working with. Or it's not this entire concern. It's this aspect of the concern that I really like working with. You'll really hone it as you do it. So don't let that I'm not quite sure feeling be a roadblock to getting started.
Yeah.
Because without starting, you're actually never going to get clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that advice. And I think also I haven't quite convinced, or it's like I have an idea, but I'm I guess it's that fear again. It's like, well, can the population I want to work with actually sustain me? And so it's that fear that they can't. And then it's like, oh, then what am I going to do? I'm going to be stuck in a corner.
Well, and that's where that having diversifying your practice comes in really handy. Because it might be that you only get to work with, you know, 5 or 6 people from that group at any given time. But if you have other work that you still also enjoy, that's maybe paying you a little bit more during that time, you can then continue to take on more of that client that maybe can't pay as high a rate or can't come as often or whatever that fear is. There's ways around it. But often it's our own stuff where we're saying, oh,
definitely.
they won't pay. No one's going to show up.
It's gonna be great. For sure.
So, well, and you have time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and there's something really to be said about crafting your caseload of exactly who do you want to be working with. And just because you're not full doesn't mean you should be saying yes to a client. You know, when I looked at my caseload when I was working with, you know, individuals, couples, and then also doing consulting work, there were times where I could have taken on another client, but I was really wanting to work with more couples. So if an individual called, even if I could work with them, sometimes I would just refer them out because I was trying to keep that space open for couples because that's who I really wanted to work with at that point. Or I might get a call to do a talk somewhere that at that point, that wasn't really what I was trying to focus on, whatever the subject was. So sometimes I would say no, not because it wasn't maybe a good fit, but just for at that time, that wasn't the part of my practice or part of my caseload that I was trying to expand. So even if it's a service you offer, just remembering that you can just always say no, even if it's on your website, even if it's something that you're currently offering. You don't have to say yes to every client, even if they are within your ideal client group. It's something that we often aren't told. we get to choose. It could be that you want to take a little bit of time off in the summer, so you're just saying no to keep your caseload a little smaller so that you can take off more time. Or it might be that you're just not wanting to work with a certain group for whatever reason. You can always just craft it to whatever's actually going to work for you. Because if it works for you, then it's ultimately going to also work for your clients. But if you're just saying yes because you feel like you have to, it shows up in the relationship. But I'm pretty sure that's something that everyone's afraid of on some level. Perfect. Well, and I guess going forward, I mean, I'm going to throw this out. There's a few things that I'm thinking of offering, and I'd love to hear if this is something that for you guys would be helpful. Is I kind of have this idea of maybe doing a 4-week kind of boot camp just for websites. And I'm wondering if that's something that you guys think would be helpful as far as actually like layout and SEO and just kind of those, how to really whip a website into shape. I know people ask about it. We don't have a whole lot of time to give to it. Is that something you guys think you would find helpful?
I would. Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the first time I'm actually saying this out loud. It's been something that's been in the back of my head, but there's a chance that I might do something like that in January. And just kind of throw something together and run a beta and just see how it goes. So what I'll do is I'll make sure you guys are the first to know, because I'm going to probably keep it pretty small just because the first time I run something, I like to keep it contained just because you never really know how it's going to go. But if that's something that would be helpful for you guys, I'll work on that over the next few weeks and just try to pull together a curriculum so that way we can just walk through your websites and really look at them in a little bit more detail now that most of those aspects are there, or at least you have some of the copy. we'll see what we can pull together.
Constance, you're such a good role model for trying new things and like expanding your practice. Yeah. I've thought about this a few times when we had our sessions, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's pretty cool seeing you doing all these different aspects of your practice and work.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, it for me, it keeps it fresh. It keeps it fun. It keeps me engaged. And it's also, you just ultimately, I look at it, whether it's my private practice or whether it's in my consulting practice. I mean, it's about you guys. Mm-hmm. Like if it's helping you, then I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. But if it's fun for me, that's the perfect sweet spot of if I like doing it and you guys enjoy doing it as well. Mm-hmm. We're in the right spot. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And sometimes you're going to experiment with stuff and you're going to realize I'm never doing that again. I've done that before. Where you run a beta and you're like, well, that was horrible. And it worked out really great for maybe the clients, but I didn't like doing it. Or that wasn't the right format for me. And then you just know that I'm not going to offer that service anymore.
Yeah.
But if you never throw it out there, you never really know. Sometimes things work out really well, and it's usually the things that you think are going to flop. I find that they work out. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. that with the alumni group, that's something that I really try to offer is making sure that you guys, you're in the inner circle, so you'll get access to the betas first. So one of the bonuses of staying engaged. Well, I guess as far as tonight goes, do you guys have any other questions at all? I know we still have one-on-ones with everyone, but.
Mm-hmm. I have kind of a random question.
Absolutely.
Like I know you do a lot of your calls on Skype or sessions.
Yeah.
And is there any sort of like confidentiality issues with that kind of work when you're doing like kind of individual sessions with people? I just was kind of wondering about that. Like, do I have to have some kind of special protection security on my computer or like, how does that work?
No, because you couldn't. Okay. It's going to depend on who you ask, whether Skype is an appropriate modality. Mm-hmm. I make sure that my clients I get them to look at the privacy policy for Skype and just get them to sign something saying that they're aware that it's a third party site and there's not a whole lot I can do to maintain confidentiality. Right. It is encrypted.
Okay.
But there's obviously, it's a Google product. So ultimately they have access. For me, I come at it from the place of informed consent. Mm-hmm. There's a program called VC, like the letter V and then as in ICU, .com. And it is similar. It's another app that you would have to download, and so would your client. But it's end-to-end encrypted, and I know that's really the one that a lot of people are saying. If you're going to use a platform, to use that. I find my clients, when I give them the choice, ultimately they want to use Skype because it's something they already have on their phones. They don't want to download one more app. If you were like a licensed psychologist, they're not allowed to use Skype. It's actually the regulatory bodies have said that they don't think it's covered. As clinical counselors, they haven't come down as hard on it. They say that there are risks inherent to using it, but they haven't gone as far as saying we shouldn't use it. So it does really come down to kind of what feels comfortable for you and just making sure your clients are aware that yes, this is a third party platform and no, I can't promise that there will be confidentiality. It's not like people are listening in on the calls, but anything that's written is ultimately recorded on their servers. I find it nowadays, most people, they don't care. They want the convenience of it. So you just have to make, I come at it from the side of informed consent.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Yeah. No, and it's the online sessions really are a great way to build your practice. If you go to the website, actually, in the blogs, I wrote a blog post on just tips for how to actually run online sessions, which is kind of considerations and even just like the lighting of how to get it set up and do's and don'ts. So if you're interested, it's on the website. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Good question. And Carmen, it looked like you had.
I did. I had a random question, but it's kind of specific to like one of a question I have about marketing for my practice. So I think I'll just save it for a for a call. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Anybody else? Courtney, any last minutes?
No, I've got my session with you next week.
Yeah, I saw you book that.
I'll save it too.
Perfect. Sorry, Janine?
I was just going to say I'll go on and book my session.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, and if you want another one,
yeah,
the feedback form.
For sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
That would be great. Really, any feedback that you guys have, whether it's critical or positive, I'm completely open to all of it. Really, every time somebody says, hey, this didn't work for me, or I would have loved this, I end up generally adding it in unless there's a reason that I can't. So it really does help me improve. So if there's anything at all, please feel free to share. You won't hurt my feelings. There's no ego involved in this. I want it to work for you guys. Mm-hmm. And if you end up joining us in the next round, you'll get to see the benefit of it. So. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. And I'll be able to, I think I still have one-on-ones with all of you. So we'll be able to connect again, but this has been a lot of fun and I know we're going to stay in touch. So I'm looking forward to seeing the practices that you all build because you're all very talented and I can hear the passion when you guys talk about your work. And I'm just really excited to see what your practices end up becoming.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.